Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Seven or nine in St. Louis. You're listening to Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFS 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside us feel like I'm live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air with over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, this is your favorite day.
Yeah, what's that?
Because we get to do two shows in one day.
Oh yeah, I love that. Why not three? No, two will be fine. It's always fun to go out to the Hot Shots on the Thursday nights and see some of the folks are fine. Some of the folks are a little bizarre, but it's always a fun time to do that. Good to see Jay Boyd and all the lovely people at Hot Shots.
Red Hot Riplets. Hot Shot Dorset, yeah. Is where we are tonight. It's presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's where we are this evening. Come on out. Yeah, the water is going to be warm. Jennings, your favorite day, though, is not just because we're doing a double shoot. It's because Lisa Ann is going to join us at 9:15.
I was very curious yesterday when Sneaky V decided to tell us that we were doing the picks and some of the Friday stuff today. Mm-hmm. I needed to know if
Lisa Ann was going to be on.
Because I was ready for questions for Lisa Ann last Friday, but I got called into The Rock. I'm ready today.
She ever send you that? Foot picture,
yes, she did.
And what
Twitter.
Did you think? How do you grade?
She's tremendous. I mean, she's in a class by herself.
Is she? Better than Julie Bowen.
Oh, now yeah, you're talking Rob Rushy.
Who is that?
Julie Bowen is an actress on that family program, Modern Family. She was also in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
And I think that if we met, she'd like me.
Oh, who wouldn't like you?
Well, I think she'd like me. But Julia Ann, I do believe that between Sneaky V, Iggy, and Plowsy, Julianne's going to come to the loo.
Me and Lisa?
Really? Plowhawk, I don't know if your mic is on.
Lisa, if we could get Julianne and Lisa
together. Holy cockatoli.
Which they have worked together.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, twice. They did a just together.
It's kind of like Pacino and De Niro. They worked together in Heat. They also worked together in The Godfather, but they didn't have a scene together.
No. Julianne and Lisa Ann worked together twice, I believe. Once, just the two of them. And then they threw somebody in it another time.
I knew that I had to have you inside me.
Oh, gee, many Christmas. We wasted no time to get down to this business.
Lisa Ann is really neat.
You cannot do that to your St. Louis fan base.
Makes good football picks, too.
Yeah.
If you're right on top of the football scene.
That's usually, they go from the adult industry to the fantasy football.
Well, some do.
Yeah.
Some do. I don't know who others besides her.
Well, because you don't follow it that closely.
I don't. No, I don't. I don't follow it at all, in fact, the adult scene. And following the football scene less and less, too, as I lose interest in that.
More?
Almost totally lost interest in the NFL, and I'm quickly losing interest in college football. As we just, again, this
tough
stuff is so difficult at Mizzou right now, it's hard to get excited about what's going on there.
Sure is. Auburn.
Wash U always seems to have a pretty good squad.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah,
and you can get a ticket.
Illinois is not very good. Can't really pull for them. Umsville doesn't have a club.
No.
No. Merrimack doesn't have a club.
Nope.
Forest Park. No. Flow Valley doesn't have a club. I don't believe Maryville has
a
club.
But that Harris Stowe, they got.
I didn't have a club.
No.
Webster, no club.
But the chiropractic.
No club.
The chiropractic people.
Logan. Logan does not have it. They. I don't think they would.
They may have it.
They would ban football at Logan. So that's where we are. Yeah, it's not a very good situation.
A lot of good football.
Yeah, well, here come the Redbirds. Here come the Redbirds. I told you if we could just get hot, we could win this, baby.
Yep.
And look who's heating up out west, old Frisco.
Nobody's playing.
No, Frisco's giving the Rockies hell. 2.5 out, 2 out on the loss side. There's our Redbirds. Just tormenting us.
Just won't let it in.
It's been this way the whole season.
Yep.
Nah, it's over. It's over. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's not over.
Yeah, it's over.
You think it's over?
I do. But I hope I'm wrong.
We're 2 out on the lost side. We'll slap Cincy around again tonight.
Oh, sure.
Frisco's heating up. Well, okay. You don't like the Cardinals' chances? I guess we'll go back to football talk.
Well, Missouri takes on Auburn.
Missouri,
what time is that affair?
6:30 start.
Wow.
Expecting at least 25,000. A lot of War Damn Eagle. They want to come up from the plains, Jennings.
Oh, boy. I tailgated for the South Carolina game.
How'd that go for you?
It went well for me. It didn't go as well for the Missouri faithful. It's just unfortunate because they got the people that want to support it. I mean, you know them. I know them. And
yeah.
They go up there and a lot of them don't even go into the game anymore. They don't
good
even go to the stadium.
Football teams. Those college teams are good, huh?
I still have a son there. Big sports fan. Huge sports fan. He's not interested in going to the game.
No. Uh-uh. How could you be?
I don't know. You would think just as a student you'd want to go and smuggle beer in and just be around the friends, but a lot of them just aren't interested.
Yeah. Well, there's that Candy Crush they could play.
I don't think they're going back to play Candy Crush.
You don't think so?
No.
I had a match the other day in the Fan Pin Club Championship. You know, Kenny played.
Kenny as in...
Iggy.
I don't even know who the hell Kenny is. I know Iggy.
I've never heard that.
Kenny.
You don't even know it's on your birth certificate.
The Igster played the dealer, Jonathan Deal, and I was against Kenny Edward, right?
Walker?
Kenny Skywalker. It was a slam dunk contest.
Skywalker.
I don't know what year it was.
Kentucky. It was... I wanted to quit after 8.
Why?
I just hated the game. When I got done with 9, I walked into the pro shop and told my horse Patrick, who's there, he was assistant. He's the assistant cheese.
Assistant cheese, you call a horse.
Right. And I said, I just want to go home and play Candy Crush.
Boy, this game has got a grip on you.
And I turned it on the back nine a little bit like I did against Lil P, and I was lucky enough to win.
You didn't turn on Candy Crush.
No,
you turned on your game.
Turn on the game a little.
While you golf?
No, I don't. I have to be locked in.
I think one of the reasons why Justin Thomas has had such a great year is he does actually play Candy Crush.
Right. On the way to the ball?
Right.
Yeah.
This is a nonstop action game, Candy Crush?
Well, it's not nonstop. That's part of the problem. I want it to be nonstop, and when I go to the, I shouldn't say this, but I go sometimes to the cheats or the advice for the game for a level, and every time it tells you, remember, this is not a timed event. You can take your time, but
Jason Day would be able to go as long as he would like.
Correct. Yes.
Doug Heath.
Or Patrick Cantlay the other day.
Doug,
how about
Pat Cantlay?
Boy, I thought he would never hit it.
He's made every cut this year.
Stop your waggling and hit it.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Probably see Uranus from here, mate.
Okay.
What has he played, 12 tournaments and he qualified for the...
Doug, was
played
it 11 12. Or 12?
Played 12. Qualified for the
We said we're
going to
talk about Cantlay in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's do a little prep.
Yep.
I've never even heard the name.
You're going to hear it.
Yep.
Patrick
Cantlay. Dealt with some back problems and has bounced back, and here he is making every cut and one more tournament this weekend. Hey, Jennings, real quickly.
Yes, sir.
Because I know this Cardinal pennant race has everybody talking, and the Blues had the game against there's a franchise in Columbus.
Columbus, yep.
In preseason, there's a new scoreboard, and all the media is excited about it.
Keep I like their the access. Scoreboard.
There you go. But how does this thing work this weekend? If you win it, do you win it or not?
If you are in the top five in the point standings going into...
Doug, if you're in the top five...
Tour Championship...
And that's the Spieth, DJ, JT...
Rahm...
Johnny Rahm and Matsuyama? J-Day? He's had a great year.
No. Who is it? Leishman.
Oh, really?
Leishman jumped
He's made
into
a Sunday
top
charge.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Leisher. He jumped into the top five. If you were in the top five and you win... the Tour Championship presented by Coca-Cola at Eastlake, you are the FedEx Cup champion.
Are you?
Now, what if you're not in the top five and you win it?
It would have to be pretty weird. I mean, like, if the 20th guy in the field won... Bobby Tway, 1986 PGA champion.
Right.
Tway would have to win, and then, like, Spieth, DJ, Rahm, Leishman would have to be like 29, 28, 27, 26. I mean, it's pretty much the top five. Which, at least this year, when you look at it, you can't deny you got the top five right now going into the Tour Championship.
And this is a way of crowning a yearly champion? Is that what they're trying to do?
I guess. It's just a way to give away $10 million annuity.
Right. Is that what it is?
They need it. Yeah. Day needs it bad.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah, he decided to give away the $150 Mercedes he won last week.
$150,000?
$150,000. Yeah, just he won the Mercedes. He said, "I'm going to give it away."
He gave it back to the Evan Scholar, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Statz was an Evan Scholar. Do you know it?
Tim Birch, the superintendent at St. Louis Country Club.
It's a good deal. I mean, a lot of them go to college on
it's
that.
It's a great
they?
Deal. Yeah. That's where I parked the last time I went to the when I went to the Mizzou.
Were you an Evan Scholar yourself?
No, I wasn't any kind of scholar. No.
Well, I don't think you really have to be a scholar. You have to be a caddy, right?
No, whoa.
Well, you have to get some grades too.
855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. That's how you can text in the appliances kind of phone lines. That's how you can call in, 855-282-8255. You getting a lot of texts all of a sudden, Jay? I bet you are.
Engine Joe's caveman. Sick man.
What's he saying?
Super heroin Candy Crush Cherry DeVille.
I'm not really a big fan of hers. I can't keep her, Brandy Love, and Alexis Fox straight. Doug, I can't keep them straight.
No,
and I saw Alexis Fox win an award at the AVNs. What year was that? 15?
I don't have any idea.
Because the Fleshlight blimp was flying around in the stadium. You remember the Fleshlight blimp.
I was not there.
That's a good call, though. That trio.
Isn't that amazing?
You could stumble on it and go, is that Brandy? No, it's Alexis. No, it's
that's Cherry. I think if I'm having to pick one of the three, I go Alexis.
Yeah, I Alexis.
And then they pop up in scenes, and I go, I can't.
Yeah.
I got to go on.
No, I'm beyond that, too.
I just did a DP.
Yeah.
Was that one of them? Was that one of your guys?
I think that was Lana Rose. You know, one of the great games we could play tonight at Hot Shots would be play adult film star interviews and then see if the listeners could guess who they are. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure I could guess who they are.
How could anyone? They all sound the same. They all sound like 15 years old.
I think that's offensive. We do. Some dedicated listeners.
Buck Swope.
Yep. Swope.
Swope sent me a long email overnight.
Did he?
Why? Yeah.
Swope's
no, I think he's up. He has a young tyke. And I think he might be up. And
Swope's, he's got a new one.
He does. Yep. Young tyke, Doug.
I saw something on Facebook last night. It said, if you want to see who's following you, part of the reasons these Facebook accounts are being hacked is by foreigners who hack into your account and then do all kinds of crazy stuff with your information.
Like what?
It says, here's the steps you hit to find out who is following you that you don't know is following you. So I did that, and it had all the list of people I've had blocked, and there were all kinds of foreign names.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, all kinds of foreign names of people that were following me from...
Sure. Know, well, you're big
and one of the people I had blocked was Buck Swope. I didn't realize I had blocked him years ago.
I hope you unblocked him.
I didn't. I think I blocked him when he was doing all those crazy... Photoshopping, you know.
Doug, Brandy Love is amazing. Thanks. Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure she's completely different than all the other...
Well, she's good.
Is she?
Yeah. Aggressive.
Well, you have to be aggressive to get the job. You know?
I think so.
Just a wallflower.
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of attention.
Doug, Eddie McVay will be with us at 8:15 because we have the Hot Shots TMA live tonight at Hot Shots Dorset, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We won't be on live tomorrow morning. So we'll do the Hot Shots picks today. We'll also do with Eddie McVay at 8:15. We'll also do the Lisa Ann interview today. Mm. And she has really been given some great tips on the fantasy football. If you have fantasy football questions, tweet them at The Real Lisa Ann. That's brought to you by DB's. And Derek Gould is going to be with us at 8:30. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. Unbelievable what's going on. I mean, here we are on September 21st, and Misty Plops and the hipster Tower Grove South are locked in, you know, essentially. The first duel in the sun was Jack and Tom Watson. The second one was me and Jennings, but contractually, Jennings, we cannot talk about that.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
It's in my
part of the new
contract. that cannot be discussed on the station. And then third is the duel in the sun going on right now between the hipster of Tower Grove South and Misty Plops.
Plops.
Well, I'm pretty much anti hipster of Tower Grove South because he's vile. This is a vile person.
Yeah. I think that makes the run even more impressive.
I agree
because
with
you're eliminating.
It's like, was it Bob May, Glenn Day? Who was it? One of those guys against Eldrick.
Bob May.
Right. Yep.
What the hell are you talking about?
Bob May and Tiger in 1999 or 2000 at Valhalla.
Yep.
And that reminds you of this email
does.
Battle.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Bob May from La Habra, California.
Yep, La Habra.
Shot 64 when he was 14 at the Edgewood Tahoe Junior.
Yep.
Well, what happened to him since?
Well, he hadn't done much.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not
overthinking it. How come you're not as good? How come you peaked at 14?
Some guys do.
How is that possible? Mentally, they
grow and they change. I don't know, but May did. I mean, you know, May was an incredible junior player. and then just kind of lurked
Engine
a little
Joe's
bit.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is calling
he's
me.
He's a sick man. He needs help.
I know him. I like him.
But does he not understand you're on the radio program? Maybe he's going to leave you some sordid message.
I don't know.
Maybe he's going to invite you to his wedding to the woman he's been engaged
When's
to.
When's the wedding?
That's he said there's no wedding.
It's a beard, yeah.
It's a joke.
No.
I don't even think he's straight.
Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man?
Right.
Yeah.
They may be doing it for insurance purposes.
That could be it.
That happens sometimes among older adults.
Mm-hmm.
She's not old, but he is.
It's quite obvious at this point. Someone is being lied to.
I think too, yeah. Gabe. I think that's very accurate.
Yeah, she's a lot younger than him.
Yeah.
And a lot better looking.
She's 20-something, and he's in his upper 70s.
60, yeah. I was going to say 71 or 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what she sees in him.
I don't either. I hope she's there tonight.
So is there a Foot Fetish Friday tonight, Iggy? How would you characterize...
I think it'll be like last time. I'll just get there a little early.
Well, that was like, that was six or seven women.
It ended up eight to the face.
Well, we had Cardinal tickets, and these tickets are to the Cubs series, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah. Doug, and there's a pennant race going
Anyone
on.
Anyone could be the clinching game.
Yep. So I just got to get there early. And
For our wild card berth.
And I think on the fan page, somebody screenshot a text. Sequence from a gal named Chloe. I could be completely wrong on this, but I think that's what it is. And she seemed very intrigued by Foot Fetish, and she'll at least be there. So that at least...
Well, then I'll hit her up and I'll talk her into it.
So
I gotta become a creep for like an hour, but I'll get it done.
Hey, there's a legitimate prize. I would hope that Mrs. Balsack will just be in the place.
Is she going to be in attendance tonight?
They're a little sideways, you know, since the Lady Gaga.
No, not sideways. Well, she's out. She's
out. Going.
What's your ball sack situation?
Take off your Smooth. Pants, Larry.
Smooth as a dolphin.
So she's not going with porpoise you. Or dolphin?
Dolphin. She's porpoise. Not going with you to see Lady Gaga, but she may be there tonight.
She's not going with me. She may be going with Mr. Ball Sack.
Oh.
She wanted to go with...
He'll be there.
She wanted to go with friends. We've got a lurker. Plowsy, do you deal with these people, or what's going on?
What's going on?
Are these workers?
They work
are they...
here.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're here.
Doug, what's going on?
I don't know. I think they want to do some construction.
He just gave Doug a nod. Yes,
he gave you a wink and a nod he wouldn't mind enjoying it.
Should we let they're building the patio.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the patio.
I talked
built.
To him yesterday. They brought all that wood in.
I saw that, and then I figure I'll show up today, and maybe there'll be some progress, and I go, my God, it's just like they're effing with me.
They stacked it is what they did.
Because we have this Ryan Kelly Clay Travis thing that I'm doing on after the Ride Her Cup day one.
Yep.
And I'm going, God, I might have to contact Ryan and Clay and say we might have to move because I don't know what the hell's going on with the patio. I feel like when Tom Schmidt was on Monday, and it's the same position, not that this is my first venture and I have nothing to do with the restaurant, but in any equity in a restaurant, and you're at the mercy of a contractor. And it's not to say the contractors are doing something wrong. They have other responsibilities, and then they might have to go back and do something with another job, and then things get delayed, and that's what happens. So I thought for certain that this thing would be ready. I thought it would be ready in April, and now it's late September.
Is that a bar that's going to be going up, and then the tables are going to be out here?
Doug, do you see the north end of the patio?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't describe it with directional like that.
The Manchester side of the patio.
I see the bar, okay. Yes.
That's the bar.
Right, okay. I can tell
And there
that.
Will be approximately, I believe, 70 spaces on the patio.
Nice.
So, we get these guys in here, I will read them the Riot Act to hurry it up with this construction.
Well, the one guy wants to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, he really enjoyed you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, why would you say that? He was looking at all of us.
No, he wasn't. You could tell.
We all had our back in, Doug. You were looking at him.
I wasn't.
Locked in on you.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
So I think, I don't know if the ball sacks will be, they're at every one, so I'm guessing they will be.
I just hope she is.
And it's going to be.
But she won't participate in FFF.
That's fine. She grows on me every day. I go to that picture that Swope got of her leg with the little cut in the leg.
What happened? She had a cut? What happened?
Well, I mean, her muscle cut.
Oh, like her calf. Oh, like Iggy likes my calves.
I thought maybe
like
she got hit with a weed eater
or
something.
Thighs.
Why don't we put my calf next to her calf tonight and then try and figure out who has the better calf? And nobody will be able to know the difference.
No. It'll be
Doug, they're both live and rewarding.
Right.
No reason not to come to Dorset.
Right.
Well, unless they can't get off the peninsula.
You remember the last time we were at Dorset, there was lesbianism.
God, you're right. And that, let me tell you something.
And it was legit.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for,
That waitress at Dorset,
We maybe get her involved again.
Holy, I mean, she was beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
She was beautiful. And I got to tell you something. I don't just throw that around. What?
She make out with a porn star?
No, with another listener.
No, Timber Fakes.
Yeah.
I don't say escort like in terms of...
Like wrestling escort.
Right, that's what I meant it by. But I didn't mean it like Craigslist.
Yep.
The girl who came with him, yeah.
Right, because I think about a week and a half ago, Larry posted something on Twitter that he was looking for female companionship that evening at his home, and I thought, well, this isn't necessarily the way to go about doing it, and then I forwarded him a couple links and said, here, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
My word.
That's nice. So I want to make
sure. That's right. So I wanted to make sure that I cleared it up.
I wonder if she still works there.
Well, I hope.
We could probably make that happen again.
Yeah, I mean, they made out, and she really made out.
Yeah.
She like wanted to do it, too. Yeah. It wasn't like,
that was hot. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That was the night of an icy storm in St. Louis.
I think there was some tongue.
Oh,
a little tongue.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, hot tongue play, bro.
Boy, it's two girls. Oh, boy.
And they were making out, Doug.
Girl there.
A little different than looking at girls. They were tonguing each other.
She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till that thing's available.
I thought we were there to talk sports.
Well, there'll be some of that.
Yeah. Take a look at this game coming up this weekend between Vanderbilt and Alabama. Doug Vanderbilt, a doormat for years, but here they are off to a great start under Derek Mason. But Nick Saban is one of the best in the history of the game. How do you see this one playing out Saturday evening
in
Nashville?
That's the kind of sports talk I
want
to hear.
That's right. What you want. All right.
Not some guy out here with a table saw glaring into our window.
No, not
giving me a come hither look.
That's right, glaring at you. And he kind of did it again a minute ago. There, now he's looking at him again.
Okay.
Look at him, he's waving at him.
Get busy out there. Get going. He wants in.
He does want in. He's like grabbing on the door. What is this? Are we sure that guy
You
works?
Know what? He needs to plug that in is what he needs to do.
Okay. Oh. Getting plugged in.
Oh, that's what it is. He doesn't want to come in here and caress one of my co-hosts.
I think they need a pep talk and getting that darn thing finished.
Paul Huck, you have the best angle here. I can't see over anything anyway because the phone books
are
left that side. So what's going on out there? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Red. Big day game today.
I know there's an outlet right above Iggy's head.
Above his head?
Perpendicular to where the exit sign is.
Perpendicular.
Look at him smile at Doug. Just smile at his ass.
Man, he likes you.
Plugged in. All right. Now there should be no more excuses to get that deck built.
It's only 6 months late.
Hurry up out there!
Just right when you walk into Kirkwood Brewhouse, it says coming this spring. At this point, people go, it must mean spring of 2018.
Hello, I'm leaving.
All right.
He said he liked you.
I told you!
Did he get the impression that we're running out of patience and we want this thing built out here?
No, I just...
Because that's the signal I was giving him.
I said, you need that plugged in. I said, we thought you were staring at Doug. He goes, well, I was, but we need this plugged in, too.
Yeah, two birds, one stone, they call that.
I don't really like a burly construction worker.
So, Iggy, I told you, you now have two Lady Gaga tickets. They're sitting in my kitchen. They're sitting in my kitchen because I will be in Sanibel at that time, and now that gives Iggy more artillery to create some lesbian. Maybe you should go Jennings.
No,
and try...
I don't.
You're not a Lady Gaga.
I'm going to the OJs. Oh, that'd be better for me. The OJs.
Oh, Spinners. Yeah.
I thought the Leverts are no longer with us.
OJs are coming to Family Arena.
But the Leverts are no longer with us.
No, I don't know what they're going to do, but Big Al's going to take care of it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Big Al has connections to the OJs.
Very tied into the Family Arena.
I don't know if Timmy wants to mention this or not. Uh-oh. I'll let him decide. You can show that to Timmy. That's the text I got yesterday. When you mentioned the tickets are available?
Janie the lesbian, who does not contact me anymore because Anna Marie clearly is a breeder.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
That put an end to that.
It did. Because there was something doing there.
That's kind of like Producer Joe.
That's what they call straight women, breeders?
Yeah, they call, not just straight women, straight men. Now, fortunately, none of us are straight men.
No.
But if we were, we'd be called breeders by lesbians. And I don't know if the gays do it.
That's hurtful. What if I'm offended by it? Well, I shouldn't be, though, should I?
Hey there, just heard TMM. I like how I'm TMM now. When did that happen? Well, whatever. Anyway. TMM say he's fading you. F you, Janie the lesbian. I ain't fading you. To see Gaga. Bummer, yo. Doug, do you like that? Bummer, yo.
Bummer, yo. Well, that's Minnesota talk,
Lesbo
I guess.
Talk.
I know my lady would be interested in attending if you didn't have anyone else in mind. We will pay. And then there's a dollar sign emoji.
Okay.
Iggy says, if you want to come in town, they are yours. This would probably lead to Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife going because I get a feeling that she just really wants to trib.
Now that your wife's not going, there's another situation.
Right. Yeah. And this one's a lock.
Yeah, and that one you will get.
If you want to come in town, there you are, Ziggy says, OMG, Doug, a lot of exclamation points, just okay. how you text me. Okay. So excited. I'll run it by the Viking Queen and confirm with you ASAP. Side note, really wish I weren't an 8-hour drive from STL. I want to support your bowling events.
Wow.
But the dates
really
never worked for
off.
Me. Thank you.
She pluraled it.
So there it is. then it kind of gets into Iggy's strategy on the 7-10 split.
And it's kind of a interested. Tough drive to Minneapolis because there's no real direct route there.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah. You kind of got to go through Illinois and around, or you got to go to
Columbia
and up 63. You can go that way.
Right.
It's just, it's kind of messy to get there.
No, let's not go.
Well, I'm not going
no.
back up.
Boy, that could really, you could take the Janie the Lesbian package.
Oh, she's taking her girlfriend.
Well, I understand.
I still haven't decided who I'm taking.
Yeah, I know, but right now you have artillery.
Yeah, now you got...
I get the sense, and maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I take another lesbian. Maybe next door, neighbor.
Yeah.
Who's the next
Who's
door
the next
neighbor?
Door neighbor? The,
but there's two of them.
Oh,
there's three of them,
yeah,
actually.
The softball
three of them.
But two are dating each other, and one's by herself.
Seamaster keeps texting me. Said Mike Lee is calling even more than normal today.
Mike Lee sent me a Facebook message, put me on.
Is he?
For Seamaster's sake, I'll take care of this.
Nice
good morning, Mike.
Mike! Mike Lee!
He'll be there tonight.
Hello, Mike.
Tell Tim put me on.
He's not there.
That's what it said.
He is
Tim
not there. Mike?
Oh.
Yeah, yes! Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh. What is it?
Mike.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, we got
yes,
you.
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, how do you like your new baby, Tim?
Wow, look at that. What a gentleman.
Nice gesture.
I couldn't be a bigger fan. It would be a problem if I weren't a fan, but I couldn't be a bigger fan.
So, do the baby cry a lot?
Yeah, it seems like in the evening he cries a lot. I think it's when Doug is anchoring.
Yeah. I cry sometimes, too.
You fix that dummy, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's. I think you and him have a lot in common because he's sideways with Doug, it seems, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you coming tonight?
Yeah, I had a feeling that was small talk.
Are you coming tonight, Mike?
Yeah.
All right.
Then we'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Anything else
Penny,
for us?
And Penny says she said a lot of time when she gave me a go China.
Sure.
And she said she heard about me calling her, like, oh, now she don't like it.
I thought you broke up with Carla.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, and she don't got nobody right now, so.
Well, it was a nice fling while it lasted.
Maybe I'll tell her to go.
I'm thinking about getting up fast, so I don't know, but she don't got nobody.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right then.
All right. Anything else for Doug?
That should about do it.
Hey, Doug.
Well, anything for Jay at all?
You peanut
smell. Put him down!
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Put him down!
That's unfortunate. Was that a giggle at the end?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Was that a drop or was that it?
Yeah, what was going on there, Plow Red?
That was a stingray giggle.
God, it was subtle. When it's subtle, it's brilliant. That stingray, if the Seamaster said you can have one guest per week, it's Stingray.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best. I love that guy. I truly love that guy.
He just kind of goes with any stupid question we ask him. No matter how stupid it is, you go, yeah.
What's the escort scene like in Starkville?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't use that service, so I have no idea.
None.
I mean, if I could get Stingray to a TMA Live,
wow.
It might be as big as Lisa Ann.
You'd have to do it at the Fenton.
Yeah, the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I didn't have headsets for the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. And but to show you, I was, you know, I write down cuts
sure
while
do.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
If I couldn't hear,
no.
I just went by you guys laughing, and then I wrote down Stingray, 9:15.
Let
Tim starts laughing, 9:20.
Boy, he's a football savant, that fellow. And he likes his Bulldogs.
Yes, he does.
He thinks they're going to go all the way this year. Maybe they will.
Poor Maybe. Dogs went home mad.
Yeah, I here's the thing. Like because of Rondo, I would cheer for a heartbreaking Tennessee loss just for the entertainment. I like the guy, but it would provide entertainment.
Yep.
And now, I know some people disagree and say I'm a homer, but I still think Missouri can get into the college football playoff.
Well, sure.
But if they can't.
What is it you haven't liked about what you've seen the first 3 weeks?
I like the Bumblebees against the Gamecocks. How cool is it for you to see the Bumblebees in person, Jennings?
Oh, boy.
I mean, the recruits, the Missouri, I know they haven't gotten anybody from in-state, but still,
no.
That's helping recruiting.
Well, you got to think the kids are there, and they talk about it. I want to wear that.
That's the uniform. Yeah, I don't care about anything else involved.
I want to be in front of I want to be in front of some of these people.
I want to wear a bumblebee costume in front of 50,000 people.
But my point is, if Missouri were to somehow lose to Auburn this week, It would probably be tough for them to get back into the national championship.
Not if we get hot.
I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Well, maybe against Idaho.
Maybe.
But I will be pulling for Mississippi State. I will be Hail State.
Yeah.
Because I love Stingray. I love him. I would love to set up a Stingray and Larry Nickel Q&A at a Hot Shots and just let them talk it over. And I would like to moderate it. Because at this point, I don't think Chuck Todd's seat on Meet the Press is in jeopardy, so I have to go to the next best moderation gig.
It's
handling something in St. Louis with Larry Nickel and Stingray at a Hot Shots.
That could be the most popular morning after t-shirt ever if they got together at a Hot Shots with two Hot Shots girls in between them, and they just had those big smiles on their face. I mean, it would be, obviously, Larry would have like wing stain on his
The Ripley.
James Dean shirt. I think
that's James Dean, the adult actor?
The smoking, shirt.
The guy that died. Yeah.
Giant.
Not as big of a name.
Stingray might have some stuff on his shirt, too, I think. He might have something on.
He'll bring that cowbell. That would be a delight.
Jesus. Where do you find him?
I like it. I like to see the off-the-radar schools have a chance to win and not have it be Alabama and USC and Oklahoma, Ohio State.
You mean like Mizzou?
That would be a good one, too. That would be a nice one.
What's it going to be like in Atlanta on that first Saturday in December when Mississippi State and Kentucky go heads up for the SEC championship? Mm-hmm.
See, I'd like to see that.
I got a fever. That's right. I got a fever, and the only prescription to fight this fever is you got it.
There it is.
Hell, wait. And why does he come up with the New York pronunciation of fever? Where'd that come from?
Doesn't he sound like he's from like Brooklyn?
I think so. Yeah, Brooklyn, maybe Jackson Heights.
Doug, they're texting in this morning, and it's Scott's wrinkled ball sack. I don't think it's his wife.
I would rather the wife.
Let's see. Everyone peaks at different times, Doug. I have a feeling you have yet to peak, per se. You just get cute every time I see you. Meow.
Clearly it was his wife.
Nope, it's actually it's just Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
I don't know what's going on here. I mean, she's after Tim's wife. He's after you.
Yeah, they're just all kinds of gay.
Yeah, just...
All I know is she grows on you. She grows on me every day.
Does she?
Yeah.
So what happened like the first event? I mean, because you got to handle her.
I got to handle her, and I don't know whether it was too many Budweisers or...
I think it was bad lighting.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought...
Doug,
how
was the lighting at the St. Charles event?
But I remember
I couldn't see much of anything.
And you got to take into granted this is Swope's work, because that's a different level.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
Send me an email, long email, 3 a.m. today.
He's a shutter spook.
Well, he's a very fine photographer, and the next morning I woke up and kind of cleared my head and got the Budweiser shot, and I said, damn, look at her legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, she's a fine animal.
Yeah! Well, with St. Charles, there's probably a lot of smoke in there.
Well, and now when we see each other, we kind of just... give a little nod like we
there's,
know.
There's an understanding there's that an, later there will be a hookup.
There's just an appreciation for what she is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe something else was going on.
Nothing? Nope.
You haven't made a visit out to the peninsula
yet? Have not.
But if invited, you'd probably go.
I mean, for a fee, yeah.
Oh, they'd have to pay you.
A little talent fee, but $25-$30.
For your gigolo services.
Well, just to be out, just to hang with them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just a gigolo. Was that David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth.
Well,
what year?
Who knows? Why does it matter?
God, I'm going to Iggy pull it up or Plowhawk pull it up. I'm going to try and get it. I'm going to go 86.
Yeah, I was going to say 86.
Just like Paradise was 88, because I remember we were playing in the championship game of the St. George tournament. St. George right there on Gravois.
Right. Is it not even open anymore, is it?
Right. We
they
shut it down
they
after
the
winning
school.
It.
Yeah, they closed it down. They were so mad at the officials because they had the thing
It
won.
Was at their gymnasium,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, well, they sold out the officiating. They contracted it out to the group from St. Gabe's, and next thing you know, they blow a 38-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Wow. It was 88.
Yeah. Just a Gigolo was 88.
Yep.
Mm. God, that hurts. Yeah. Just like Paradise was 88, but Just a Gigolo. Because David Lee Roth has two songs, Doug, that start with Just.
Oh.
It's kind of like Joshua has two songs with Circus in it, but one's Love Circus and one's Circus of Love.
Of Love.
And some people would go, hey, maybe we should change the titles, but
not Joshua.
Like, I'll text Caden and I'll go, hey, have you seen Scarlet Red? And her reaction isn't, yes, I have. She's super hot. She goes, oh, no, that was a bad search engine optimization name. And I go, God, that's why you and Manuel are so good. You think of those things. I'm here pleasuring myself.
Okay.
I don't even think of SEO.
Can you hear me good?
Well, that Caden is something, too.
And you've had a chance to work with her.
I did. And she's really neat.
Where did you work with her? You were in the business?
She was at the... No, no. She was at the place that Shannon's daughter owned.
Mike Shannon.
No, yeah, but this was a... No, this was a like a room that we had the party or something. Claims actually had his birthday party there. You got your first drink free, and then you had to pay for your second.
Doug, remember that.
Shannon's daughter owned this,
it. It was an open space. Come on, Timmy.
It was a space that's
Lumen.
Open.
Lumen.
Okay. Oh. I don't think Caden was ever at Lumen.
I thought
Bree Olson
was there.
And then she got upset with the audience.
And left.
She stormed out when rather attractive girls were on stage in bikinis. And she was
and the
saying
room was
how horrible
packed.
They looked.
There was probably 500 people.
Yep.
This was right before, I believe, right before the Charlie Sheen Coke binge, alleged meltdown.
Yep.
And then she started living with him. She was one of the goddesses. What year was that? 11?
I don't know.
I feel like
any time
Charlie Sheen goes into a meltdown,
here's what
the Cardinals of the World Series.
Here's what year was. It was a while ago. That's good enough.
And so we have her come in.
Yep.
She's one of the judges. She's an absolute delight. The girls, you know, I mean, these are 23, 24, 25-year-old women who work at Hooters all over the area.
Struggling to get through their grandmother's recent passing.
Right.
Right.
And there's 500, because that's a huge room. There's 500 at least people there.
Yep.
And I think Rich Gould was a judge. Rudy was a judge.
Rudy.
Timberfake was a judge. Bree Olson was a judge. I mean, Mickey Carroll was a judge. This is how you set up a show.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. It'd be great to sit here and break down the war of Dexter Fowler and how he had a career-high home run.
Boy,
I know
hot.
So many people would love that.
He's hot.
But I have chosen an alternative path. I think it was Robert Frost, The Road Less Traveled. Is that who it was?
I think
it was
so.
Bobby
what year
Frost.
Was that?
Let's get on with this story.
So these girls get up there, and obviously they're probably a little nervous. First off, I'm there, and at the time I wasn't married, so I'm still in play.
Yep.
Right.
And they walk up there, and you have Rich Gould judging. You know, I'm sure these girls watch Rich in his 7 o'clock
Channel sports. 11 viewer. Sure. Absolutely, you could tell. Yeah.
And then you have Rudy and Mickey Carroll, and they probably loved him in The Wizard of Oz. But and then the final judge was Bree Olson. And then she, like, had a laser pointer, and she would point at their stretch marks and then give them, like, twos and threes.
Right.
And so then after three girls, and there's, like, 15 girls who are about to come out.
Girls didn't want to come out. No
the
more.
Girls, like, Lech Walesa in Poland in 87 formed some solidarity, and they refused to come out.
Yeah, can't blame them.
And so I'm standing there with my dick in my hands going, what am I going to do here? We got 500 people here about to revolt because they came to watch Bree Olson judge women, but the women refused to come out because of Bree Olson.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go up to Bree Olson and say, hey, could you ease up a little bit on the critique? If you just want to give them twos and threes, feel free.
But don't go in depth.
Tone down the laser pointer.
And the girls were better looking than Bree Olson, too.
Yeah,
that made it all the more frightening.
That kind of is a tight read. And so Bree then storms off, and then she goes back to her hotel. Nice hotel, too. And then bends over, spreads her ass.
What?
Shows her pleasure place. And says, this is for all of you who are at that event in St. Louis tonight.
Yep.
Mm.
Didn't she run up a little bit of a hotel bill, too, I think?
Iron Crow.
So she was a delight.
Right.
Yep.
She went on a date with one of them.
That was before.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that you could get unhinged behavior from a porn star.
Agree with you.
Who could have seen that coming?
That's why I love Lisa Ann so much. She's so down to earth.
Lisa Ann is super cool.
Yeah.
Who else is super cool, Jennings?
Well, that Ariana Marie was nice.
Yeah, she's super cool,
she was
too.
Nice.
You know who the Plowhawk likes, though? Jack Spade. That's his guy.
Over Manuel?
Jack of Spades. No, he. Well, I've never met Manuel, so Jack of Spades.
Who was with Ariana.
Yeah, he was a great host and a
great
definite,
host. Mm-hmm. He hosted a podcast or something?
Well, he kind of...
Did you all go out with him after?
No, we kind of just rode in our car and chilled and...
chilled.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Straight to the airport, let's get out of here type of thing?
No, I actually forgot.
Did you go down to the arch with him?
Went down to the arch.
Did you ride up in the arch with him?
No, I think it was under construction at the time.
It was built in the 60s.
No, I meant...
Constantly under construction. That thing, they've been building that new area out there, it seems like three or four
But
years.
Look what it's doing for the city.
Right.
It's doing nothing for the city.
Mm.
But yeah, and so Jack was a great guy.
Okay.
We have a rapport with Caden Cross and Ariana Marie, and the Bobway likes both their husbands better.
I think they're cool dudes.
Okay, that's enough of that.
They were obviously neat. The yep. girls were sure. really neat.
So who else is cool? Jennings, who else is cool? You like Lisa Ann.
I love Lisa Ann.
You like Ariana Marie. You like Caden. What's your Mount Rushmore?
Well, I mean, you know, are we talking about talent? Or
Doug, we talking about talent?
I mean, when you look back on the history of the industry and the fact that I've gotten to work
Parker
with Seika. I mean, I've worked with Seika. I've worked with Kitten. you know, I've worked with ABN Hall of Famers.
Now, was that a highlight or a low light when the
well,
Seika and Kitten came?
I consider it. Well, Seika is a benchmark because...
Doug, that'd be like you hitting a home run off Tom Seaver.
That's right. That's about
well,
right.
If Seaver were 80 years old at the time.
If it would have just been Seika alone, I think there could have been more fun. But Kitten,
so you say Kitten Navidad ruined it.
Kitten kind of ruined it a little bit. She just was a little off.
She's an attention whore.
Oh, my God. Iggy's down on Kitten Navidad.
She
was 73. What bothers you? Why is she in your
I mean, so grill? I think
no, she was down her. She was down her luck. She was looking for some publicity. She kind of hooked on to Seika's train there.
Yeah, she sure did.
Because Seika was only supposed to come in for that...
Comic-Con.
Contamination, the whatever Louis, I believe is the biggest in all the country.
Yeah, but they have sure one at the Westport. They have one at the Westport pool every year.
Right? I'm pumped for the next furry event that they have. Because we were last
Is that coming
time,
to town soon?
Well, we tried to go, or I think we just missed it last time, and we thought of like great video ideas. And
sure.
I think Joe Rod brought it up, actually, yep. originally. And I think it'd be fun to go down there and just get... Imagine the video and audio that you get from
People
a furry
dressed as
event.
Essentially the San Diego Chicken going in to have sex.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I even get golden showers in the sense that I think it's a psychological thing. So, like, if you're, like, super submissive, that's the way that you get there. Is it my bag? It ain't my bag, baby, but I get it. And then on the other side, if you like giving them,
right.
then if you're, like, really dominant, that's your way of really making somebody
but
be submissive.
Dressing
but
up
I
as
don't,
an animal.
I truly don't get it. And I'm interested in finding out what it does for people, but for the life of me, I have no idea. Like, Belladonna.
Yeah.
Did a movie one time, and I'm like, I enjoy Belladonna's work. I can't wait to see what's going on. And the next thing I know, she's dressed as a rabbit, and somebody else is dressed as a chipmunk, and I go, this isn't going to get me going.
Mm-hmm. Not my thing.
I'd be a Pegasus. I think that would be my costume.
You would be.
Yeah.
I'd be a centaur.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too, actually, because you could actually use half of your body and not be covered in a costume.
Have you ever met somebody that was into the furry thing?
Lincoln College, my second year of freshman, I forgot.
I thought you went to Western Illinois.
Second year of freshman.
I went and got my associate's first.
Sure,
no,
sure. For you. Right. That's an inspiration for all the kids yeah. listening. I hope
get
you.
That
I, hope
you
I just wanted that extra diploma yeah, to make
get
it
that
look
taken care
looks
of.
Nice
nice.
On the wall.
Too sweet.
But while I was there, my second term at Lincoln, I met somebody in the dorm room that was
a furry.
Well, would definitely be interested in fur-like play.
Oh, well, so, don't say fur.
Fur-like play.
It's time to put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Can we change the discussion? He's the all-time hit leader.
But I didn't.
He bet on baseball.
I didn't discuss
I don't care.
It with her.
So how do you know she'd be into fur
well,
play?
We talked about like our fan. I forgot. We were smoking
yeah.
in my bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do in those dorms
sure.
where they're connected. You had to,
right.
like,
you don't want the smell around the whole joint.
And so I think yeah. we got to, like, fantasies, and it was me and my roommate and her roommate, and we're
Ooh,
just
this sounded
out.
Like an MFMF.
It could have been if I was into that, but I'm not, so I didn't. and so we discussed, or she discussed how she would be into putting on a costume or role-playing, and I said, well, role-playing's different than putting on a costume, you know?
Of course.
And she said, no, I think I'd like to get in full costume.
Wow. But costume's different. Like, there's a lot of, it seems like there's a, in Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, who again called me, and
sick
I
man.
Don't believe he left me a voicemail, but I see Cal Kennedy texting me asking me if I remember who coached us to victory in the second round of the St. George Tournament in 1988.
Who was
it? Let me guess, him?
I wonder if it was him.
Well, yeah, he's always had his checkbook out. And
wow.
When the score got close, hey, where's that checkbook of mine?
Do you remember, if it, was that him who coached us in the second round of the sixth grade tournament at St. George?
Somebody's father, I'm sure. Somebody's dad, I hope.
But Cal doesn't have
I hope
any
it
kids.
Wasn't some strange guy. I'd really kids. Like to coach these kids.
Cal doesn't have any kids.
He's too busy paying off officials.
Wow, wow.
Filling
wow.
that gym up with championship banners.
Boy, that's a serious charge, sir.
Well.
So, Plowhawk, just works. Because somebody's into costume play.
Doesn't mean they're a furry.
Right.
No, I made sure because role playing is different. Like, if I want to be, you know, Batman Robin in an Eiffel Tower MMF,
right.
you know, geez. With Catwoman.
Right.
That's not being a furry.
Who is that? Eartha Kitt?
Eartha Kitt.
Webster's Own.
Yep.
But I think she hinted at getting in, like, you know, suits, you know.
What
suits
do you mean
clothes?
Suits? Like a furry suit.
Like a furry suit,
yeah. Like a bear suit.
Yeah, she said it would just be different. You don't have to, there's no pressure of, like, looking at the person face to face.
Well, that's a compliment to you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. This wasn't directed at me, no. At that point,
there's
I said,
no
I'm done.
There's no pressure looking at the person face
is this what
to
you
face.
Do? If you're a hideous-looking person, this is what you do?
Maybe that's what it's about. Because I'm trying to understand the psychology of the furry.
Maybe that's
I'm
what
not
it
criticizing
is.
It. I just truly
I don't understand it either.
Don't understand. Like, I would imagine the foot thing, and maybe you can tell me here, it's a submissive thing, isn't it?
I guess. I'm just fond of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I think
mildly,
like, if you
though.
Get to the root of it,
yeah,
I think it's a submissive thing. And I think women who like their feet played with.
Yeah.
Now, apparently there's a nerve endings, Doug, that connect certain parts of the foot to parts of the female body.
Ooh.
What's going on?
No, okay.
And I didn't know if the guy who likes Doug, who's building the patio, was
no.
back.
No, he's got his hammer out.
They're doing some sawing.
They're doing a little work. Yeah. They may get done by next spring.
Right, that's the goal. So I get that, but the furry thing, I just for the life of me, I just don't get it.
If it's just to cover up ugly people, then what in the world's a paper bag for?
No, I don't think it's to cover
now,
up.
Now, I did
people.
Not know this. YahooAnswers.com/why do people like furries?
Good question.
And the guy, Noah, I consider myself to be a furry, even though I don't wear a full suit. Instead, in most cases, I wear something like a tail everywhere I go.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Like a keychain.
No, it's
me.
Not. It's not like a keychain.
No, there
but
are
it
people that are
me
mentally
with
ill.
Should... That, so it's a comfort thing for this Noah.
So
guy.
He wears a tail.
Just a tail.
He just wears a tail.
Yeah, that's hot. I get that.
I think I have a movie at home with Sasha Gray.
Right. The Girlfriend Experience. It was a mainstream picture.
It's all about furries.
Yep.
I'll have to bring that in and check
it out. We don't need it.
Have you ever met a furry down at the Hedo?
There was a furry party once.
Yeah.
Did you dress up? What animal did you dress up as, boy?
I didn't know what a furry was at the time. I just saw these people.
Was it a hot party?
From what I saw,
I just don't know what
would
be hot about that. Like you can't, like, you're not touching skin.
Well, I don't think they were doing it right, if I remember correctly, because they just,
doing
like,
it right.
They kept, it wasn't like a whole furry thing.
Right.
They would have, like, bottoms, and they would take them off.
That's
have
the
like
centaur.
A head.
Doug, that's the centaur.
Okay. So I didn't really know what a furry was, but I saw a couple of people come, like, one looked like a squirrel and a rabbit and
oh,
a cat.
Well, that is hot. Now that you say it,
costume
I'm like,
party?
Okay, now I'm
and then
on.
We saw him down at the hot tub. And they...
You guys ever get to any of this on the Sunday show, Doug?
We've never really dived
be a fun
into
feature.
This subject. No, there's too much baseball going on. You kidding me?
Cal Kennedy texted me, we beat Our Lady of Providence, I believe. Our main coach had a trial.
Had a trial.
He couldn't make the game.
Guilty or not guilty?
How do you remember
verdict
this?
On him?
I mean, I played CYC for St. Mary Magdalene. I can't remember one team we played.
Cal says that he didn't play one of the players very much, and after the game, he cried and his mom yelled at him.
Well, they should. It's CYC. You're supposed to play
this
everybody.
It's St. Gabriel
Cal.
Basketball.
I don't
it's
care.
The UCLA of South Central.
I don't care. They're not there to sit on the bench. You play them all about the same.
You're not
you don't,
good
you don't get banners if you play everybody.
Yeah. No.
Well,
it's about
Lord knows that's what it's about. It's about making a kid cry when the game is over. Let's go out and join a youth sports team, and hopefully we can get little Bobby in tears by the time it's over. I'm a big bad coach. I might get that Mizzou job if things go poorly. I just win another seventh grade game, I might get a professional coaching job.
No.
I'm going to show everybody that I know who the best players are and sit the bad kid on the bench and never let him in. That's horrible.
Doug, can all furries hook up, or do we have to observe the rules of the animal kingdom? Like, if somebody is a rabbit, can they bang a lion? Thanks. That's from the 314.
And when
that's
you're
a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're in full costume question. Mode, does an herbivore eat like a Big Mac when they're hungry? Or like when does the experience end?
Great question.
Because there's no penetration stimulation, so you don't know when it begin the beginning, middle, and end. So
we're gonna have to ask Lisa Ann about this. I can't imagine she did it.
I will say this about her: she has done about everything you can do, other than TS.
Doug got TS. Timeshare.
Timeshare.
Oh yeah, timeshare down at Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah, old money.
They say those are dangerous to get involved in a timeshare.
I mean, I will give her the credit. She has done.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah. But I mean, she got in and she got out.
After 20 years.
Well, yeah.
I'll bet she can answer the furry question, though.
No question.
What the turn on is.
Yeah, that's going to be good stuff. Maybe Seamaster, who has a great relationship with her,
can't wait.
Can brief her.
Brief her.
So she has done a little research. I can't. The only one I've seen do furry was Belladonna.
Yeah.
And it was an instant fast forward. I'm like, all right, this is going to be hot. I'm like, what in the hell? She's dressed up as a rabbit.
It's clearly
a pink rabbit, too.
Clearly a very, very, very tiny niche.
Well, I don't know about that.
College.
I mean, well, there's not a lot of stuff. I mean, there's not a lot of mainstream furriness.
Doug, watch out for the koalas. They all have chlamydia. Thanks. That's from Donald Trump's Russian friend. Plowhawk. Plowhawk.
Oh, no. I was saying they feel like I forgot where they have in St. Louis, but there's a big.
The Ritz.
Is it?
No. I doubt it. I doubt it.
The Martini Club.
No, I don't think the Ritz would let him in.
I know they fill out a convention center.
Could you see that? A bunch of dressed up people that are walking into the Ritz. Oh.
Carry your costume like it's like your football equipment.
Guys, I banged a lot of pigs in college when drinking, but they were just fat. Thank you. That's from the Cottle Hill Throat Stretcher.
Well, he's new.
Yeah, he is
welcome
new.
To the show. Doug, do furries cut holes for their privates, or do they just dry hump? Thanks. That's from TJ. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure the official furry don't have sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know where the pleasure comes from.
What is the draw?
Just, you know, cuddling, spooning, rubbing.
Petting. Wouldn't you rather do that with naked skin?
Right.
I don't know. If you have a... Well,
don't you think
I
these are possibly...
Well, you just said, I don't know. I heard that.
Do you think these are probably social misfits, socially awkward to the 100 degree?
I disagree.
And that they just don't handle day-to-day life maybe the way they should.
No, well, the guy with the tail, maybe. He's wearing it around like a keychain.
Who's that, but, Noah?
Yeah.
Noah.
From
but
Yahoo,
some of these people
Yahoo
do
answers.
Live normal lives outside of going to furry events. But well, this Noah guy.
You think about that. A lot of lawyers are furry?
I doubt it. Go that far.
I doubt it.
Guys, we have to send Larry undercover with a mic to a furry convention with the Plowhawk. Thank you. That's from the 314. Plowhawk, what animal would you dress as?
Well, my size, I would say more of a squirrel.
Right. I think that's the obvious answer. And Larry would be more like a hippopotamus.
Badger, maybe.
I mean, I was thinking manatee. Sloth, but...
A sloth?
Sloth!
Yeah, maybe not. The body type might not be sloth
right.
form.
Right.
Yeah. We'll think.
Yeah, we will think. We'll talk about it in the commercial break. That's okay. The Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, over 75 HVAC technicians. They always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Eddie McMaffey with us. Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week. I got to bounce back. Jennings, I truly feel badly when
you gave your major play was on the Rams covering, and they covered big time.
Well, but my lock of the week was your Gamecock actually against NC State. And they shipped it. Boy, how about your guy Deebo Samuel?
Not good.
Because they legitimately could have won the SEC East.
Yep.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't tell if Georgia's for real.
Georgia's so weird.
I know. Well, we'll find out because they're going up against Stingrays Club on Saturday. So we have that coming up with Eddie at 8:15, Derek Gould at 8:30, and Lisa Ann. We'll talk furries and fantasy football, FFF. And then come to Hot Shots tonight, brother. Come to Hot Shots tonight on Dorset because we will have a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages and maybe some lesbianism. I don't know. It's all brought to you by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug, the cat and I are all clients of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and they have all. Come by and worked on our homes so we can recommend them from a first-hand experience to you. And, Doug, they've done wonders at your home, haven't they?
Oh, they certainly have. Design Air. Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's hard to stop a train.
My house was hot. Second floor, always hot. Always. Not anymore.
No, thank you, Design Air.
Thank you, Seth Goldkamp.
As it starts to cool down now, it's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation. So I recommend you call Design Air. It's been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth-generation owners. Schedule your fall furnace check by calling 314-739-1600, 314-739-1600, or go online at designairservice.com. Again, that's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It's Ryan Kelly, Morning After.